This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Raleigh Ensemble Players have been putting on provocative theater in the capital city since the group formed in 1982. But this Saturday, REP will begin its first full run of a play in its very own theater. REP moved into a renovated shop space on Fayetteville Street earlier this year, and the group has chosen Distracted, a play by Lisa Loomer, for its home theater debut. It's a study of how one family deals with their 9-year-old son's attention deficit disorder diagnosis. Joining me in the studio to talk about it are Gary Williams, Managing Director of the Raleigh Ensemble Players. Betsy Henderson is President of REP's Board of Directors and plays the lead role in Distracted. And Paige Pergar plays three roles in the play. Gary, Betsy, Paige, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Gary, give us the history. You've been with REP 10 years. What's the story? How did you stay together?
Well, I've actually joined the company in 2001, but I did my first play with REP in like 1990. So I used to be an actor in my previous days to producing now. So it's been a long history with REP, and it's a very unique company. It's the third oldest company in Raleigh, and we're the oldest producer of, like you said, provocative theater in the Triangle. So we do the more cutting edge type pieces, and we've got a really great following in the niche. Though we've been around for 29 years, we still sometimes feel like we're the best kept secret in Raleigh. So we're excited to finally have our home and a permanent presence on Raleigh's Main Street.
Well, and it did take a long time, Betsy, from 1982 until now, no real home, huh?
That's right. We used space in Art Space, downtown Raleigh, and we were there for many, many years. And before that, we used the amphitheater, Sertoma Amphitheater, I believe. That was way before I came involved with REP. But so this is an exciting time for us. It's a great chance for Raleigh and our surrounding areas to kind of see the work we do on a larger scale. So,
what are the challenges of doing this kind of theater without a home?
Well, any theater, I think it's challenging to not have a permanent base where people can associate the work that you do and know how to contact you and know where to go. But for us, you know, we hope that this play will speak to lots of people. I mean, it'll speak to parents, it'll speak to educators, it'll speak to physicians, it'll speak to just the community. And hopefully by being on Fayetteville Street, that will help that.
Yeah, tell us more about Distracted.
It's a great piece. It's got a lot of humor. It's got a lot of really poignant moments. It's about a family who has a child who has been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And it's the journey that they take about how to treat that. And they try countless different methods. And it's about, you know, coming to grips with themselves and the child and the child's diagnosis. And it's just really well written. The characters are full and it's got a lot of humor, like Gary pointed out. And I think that it will speak to a lot of people.
And you play the role of Mom. Tell us more about her.
She's interesting. She is a fixer and she is on a mission to try to help her son. And she wants answers, and she desperately is trying to get those answers, and she's going to every specialist known to man, trying everything that's out there in the hopes that she can fix her son. So as a mom, it's been interesting for me to have to approach her and look into all the issues that, you know, she's dealing with.
And in a lot of ways, this play is it's about that. I mean, it's about attention deficit disorder, but then, as you say, it really gets into everything about the family dynamics, then the social dynamics, and all of the things that have changed that in the time that this diagnosis has become so prevalent, isn't it? It's about more than ADD in a lot of ways.
Yes, and she comments too. I mean, you know, the neighbors, the teachers are characters, all of the specialists, and you find that, you know, people are dealing with all kinds of things in our society, you know, depression, anxiety, OCD, I mean, you name it. And so it handles and touches on that along with the ADHD diagnosis.
And Paige, you it's perfect for an ADD play. You're playing three roles.
Absolutely.
So if you don't like one role, you just move on. You play another role. You play that one role.
Thank goodness, yes.
Is it and have you found that this play itself has got, again, tentacles that reach out? In a lot of ways, it's a diagnosis about it's about a society.
It is
more than just the individual.
And I think the playwright, to her credit, does a wonderful job of showing perspectives as opposed to making judgments. What it's like for the teacher what it's like for the parents of the other students that are in that class who you have to answer to, what it's like for a homeopath versus a traditional neuropsychologist, what it's like for someone who wants to do medication versus behavior modification. And it, so it touches on many perspectives that I think anybody in society today has probably not been untouched by these issues in some way, shape, or form.
Can we get a sample? Will you do a scene for us?
Sure.
You need to set this up a little bit?
Sure. This is a scene between Mama and Mrs. Holly, who is the teacher of the child. And we have just received our diagnosis that the child does have ADHD. And so it's Mama processing that and then also then going into having a follow-up meeting with the teacher and the teacher's kind of advice to her a little bit. Well, at least we've got a diagnosis. I mean, then again, as Jesse would say, well, duh. I mean, I knew something was up before he was born, for Christ's sake. He was doing karate in my belly. And when he popped out, he had this look in his eye like, let's get this party started, Mama. I mean, he never took a nap. He never slept through the night in his life. He's the most interesting person I've ever met. He makes up knock-knock jokes. He invents hors d'oeuvres. He collects anything that lights up, anything that explodes. He raps.
But he cannot stay on task. You know, Thomas Edison Elementary has the best test scores in the city.
But Thomas Edison would never have made it through Thomas Edison because Thomas Edison had ADD. You know, some amazing people have had ADD. Mozart had it. Einstein. Tom Sawyer. Huck Finn.
Mrs. Kara. A child with ADD is going to have trouble paying attention in any educational setting. How is he going to get through the next 10 years?
I don't know, Mrs. Holly.
Well, the sign of intelligence is not having the answers, but rather knowing where to go to find them.
Betsy Henderson and Paige Pergar doing a scene from Distracted, which begins this Saturday and runs through May 21st at the Raleigh Ensemble Players' new home. And Gary, describe the home for us.
You know, it's a great building. It was originally built around the turn of the century and had many lives through that time. Most recently, a Holly's Hallmark store, of all things. So we went in, and when we got into the building, it was already gutted by the landlord. And we, you know, crossed our fingers and took up carpet and asbestos tiles and found beautiful dime-sized original tile flooring and beautiful tin ceiling tiles that we rehabbed and kept. So we wanted to keep as much of the feel as we could of the time frame of when it was originally built. The space itself is very disjointed brick walls, rock walls, windows at the back, and we put in a large iron staircase that serves as an entrance to our backstage, which is actually upstairs, which is very unusual. So it's a great space.
Kind of an interesting story, and interesting to hear that you have found a home now after about 20 years wandering the desert, the contemporary art museum, the same thing. I mean, roughly mm-hmm. the same story. Yeah. Something's going on, and first of all, it is a tribute to all of your perseverance to hang in there and find the home, same with Cam. But it also says something about Raleigh. Raleigh seems to be coming of age and seems to be identifying itself with the arts. Would you say, Betsy?
I would think so. I mean, for me as an artist and as an educator, you know, art pulls together a community and art can heal. And so I think, you know, art imitates life. And when things are going bad and you have a lot of issues like the economy or war or what have you, you can get a lot of relief from the arts. So.
And the city of Raleigh actually recognizes and encourages the arts
Absolutely.
Very wonderfully in this year's budget appropriation. It was a tough budget year. Mayor Meeker and the council members gave appropriations to Raleigh Ensemble Players, to CAM, and to Burning Coal to help them get into spaces or pay off debt and things. So they're very supportive of the arts, the Arts Commission as well.
It's a fascinating thing, Paige, when you – I mean, we can talk about attention deficit disorder on a program like this, and we have, mm-hmm. and it draws some attention and generates some thought. But when you render this kind of story artistically, it just has a whole different impact, don't you think?
I think it definitely can personalize it for a lot of people. And I think no matter who you are, whether you have children, don't have children, whether you're an educator or not, you're going to be able to identify with multiple people, maybe even one person playing multiple roles in the show.
Tell us about your roles. Who else are you playing?
I play the third grade teacher, Mrs. Holly, who means well, but has, as she repeatedly says, 27 other children in her class to take care of, not just Jesse. I also, and the flip side to that, I play the neuropsychologist who tests and diagnoses Jesse, who is much more compassionate. And then my last role, and probably my favorite, I play the nurse at a homeopathic clinic in New Mexico that offers her many, many options other than drugs.
Well, it all sounds pretty good. You all now you're in your new space. What other plans do you have? What can we expect in coming months?
We have this show who runs through May 21st, and then we open another show, Dog Sees God or Confessions of a Teenage Blockhead by Burt Royal. That's in June and July. It's the Peanuts characters as teenagers in an unauthorized parody. It's a really funny, great show. And then our next season starts right after that. Five or six more shows. We have, you know, all kinds of things going on besides plays in our space.
Well, it's all great. Well, I want to thank you all very much for being on the program today. My guests, the REP Managing Director, Gary Williams, actor and REP Board President Betsy Henderson, and actor Paige Pergar. The Raleigh Ensemble Players will present playwright Lisa Loomer's Distracted, beginning Saturday. It runs through May 21st. You can find out more about the production at realtheater.org. That's our program for today. I want to thank you for listening to The State of Things. If you have a comment about the show or you want to hear an archived edition of a past program, our website is stateofthings.org. You can follow us on Facebook as well. Our program is produced by Alex Granados and Amber Nimix. Our technical director is Robin Copley. The managing editor of The State of Things is Lindsay Foster Thomas, and Susan Davis is our senior producer. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.